So I mentioned that I was at that Tesla dealership last night.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever been in or around a Tesla?
Yeah, I've been, well, ours.
You guys, you and I did not know that the Bertrands owned a Tesla.
No, we do have friends who have a Tesla, so I have been.
And have you driven it?
I've not driven it, no.
Have you been in it while it's being driven by somebody else?
I think I've been in a Tesla.
My understanding is it's just like fantastically quick and quiet, and it's almost weird. So we're at the dealership last night in an event for the American Lung Association, which I'm about to talk about, but I just wanted to mention this. When you open up the trunk of the Tesla, the $35,000 one, the, you know, entry-level sedan they have,
mm-hmm.
It's gigantic. It's really, really big. It's like...
That's how they market it. Great trunk space.
But the weird thing is, because then when you look... And then the back seat's a nice kind of spacious back seat. And then the front seat is very weird because you've got two bucket seats there. And the dashboard has no instrumentation. You look at it and you kind of do a double take. Like, wait, what's missing? This isn't right. And they have, the way you have in a lot of cars now, of course, a little computer screen that's sort of center post, but, you know, center on the dashboard. But all of the... instrumentation that you would normally see directly in front of you in the driver's seat is gone. It's just, you know, mahogany or leather. It's just sort of contoured.
You know what else they have?
No.
They have cameras facing the passengers and driver above the rearview mirror.
Why do they do that?
Well, they're not turned on yet, but they... We talked about this on the business lunch last week. The thinking is that eventually they will have the technology to monitor the driver... and to see if she or he is looking away or
really
and becoming distracted and then warn them or...
Oh, I see. Hey, look back over here.
Or assign fault when there's an accident,
right,
or things like that.
Kind of the black box thing, huh? And then you open up the hood. You go under the hood of the car and there's nothing there. There's nothing there. They got a trunk in the front too because you don't have an engine in a Tesla. Why? What does that mean? It means that it's no emissions. What a good thing for the American Lung Association to partner with in our studio right now. And by the way, so the American Lung Association had an event last night, which promoted a number of things, including a walk that I want to tell you about in a minute. But in our studio is Kristen Young, the executive director of the ALA in Greater Chicago. Kristen, welcome back. How have you been?
Great. Thanks for having me. And thanks for being there last night.
And... did you buy a car while you were there?
It's on layaway.
We'll get a lot there. Of we'll laying away until we get there. But, you know, it was, and they were good hosts, and I just think the synergy between the two,
mm-hmm.
lots of reasons to buy those cars. I'm done selling cars now. Let's talk about you guys. But, you know, if that leads to cleaner air, I guess that's good for all of us.
Right. It's a great partnership. We're so happy to be affiliated with them, and I think we're all out for the same mission, which is cleaner air and healthier people.
I talked to people there that had survived lung cancer, COPD, other respiratory ailments. There was a doctor there, Kevin...
Kovitz, Dr.
Who was
Kovitz.
Fascinating and ever so friendly. What mm-hmm. a nice guy he was.
Mm-hmm.
Mo Reynolds was her name.
Wellborn.
Yeah.
She's the queen bee of Buffalo Grove and one of our top teams for this walk coming up.
Yeah, no kidding. She's been there the last few years and she gets family and friends and they raise a lot of money. And there was a phrase that came up. I mentioned it, but maybe you've heard it too. I saw it again in the news today. Third-hand smoke. We know we shouldn't smoke. That's bad for mm-hmm. us. Second-hand smoke is pretty obvious. I guess third-hand smoke is residual smoke in areas that you might be, and that could negatively affect you as well.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing that lung cancer is which cancer killer in America?
It's the number one cancer killer in America, of both men and women.
Think about that. Lung cancer is the number one cancer killer in America.
Mm-hmm. And part of what this Lung Force movement is, and this week is actually National Women's Lung Health Week, which is really an opportunity to start talking about that. I think there's been a stigma for a long time around lung cancer, and more people, not just women, more and more people are being diagnosed that have never smoked a day in their lives. So it's a bigger conversation.
But why do you focus it on Women's Lung Health Week? Why not have everybody's Lung Health Week?
There was a statistic that in the last 30 years, women and lung cancer has increased over 116%. It's actually decreased a little bit in men. And there's a lot of theories as to why, one of which that they maybe started smoking a little later, so it might tie into that. Also that women are kind of the CEO of healthcare decisions in their household. So if we start, you know, focusing on women, they're going to talk about it more and be able to identify it in other family members.
I hadn't thought about that. But I think if I think about that, who made sure the kids were vaccinated?
Right.
Who asked us to eat well?
Go to the dentist.
Who's nagging?
The,
right. That's my wife and maybe a lot of people's moms and wives.
Mm-hmm. Right? Exactly. So turquoise is the color of Lung Force and National Women's Lung Health Week. So our hope is that this week people wear turquoise as much as they can and just as an opportunity to start talking about it and sharing information. And you'd be surprised how many people say, you know, I know someone, my aunt, my sister had lung cancer, and it's just a platform to really start talking about it, increase education, increase awareness, and more than anything, increase funding for research.
Tell me if this is true. In working with you all the last couple of years, I've got this in my head, but I want to make sure I'm quoting it correctly, that lung cancer is tough to treat because we catch it so late. But if we were able to have better tools to diagnose it earlier, or if you and I were maybe more circumspect about getting our lung health checked,
right,
it might be diagnosed earlier, and then it wouldn't be so fatal.
True. A lot of diagnoses happen in stage 3 or stage 4.
Right.
And part of that is because the symptoms are sometimes kind of, you can equate them to bronchitis or a million other things, and they're not as apparent necessarily. The other thing is that now low-dose CT scans are available for those that are high risk to get lung cancer. So a lot of insurance companies are covering that now. And we have a campaign called Save by the Scan, savebythescan.org. 3 questions that you can go on and just see, you know, do I even qualify? Should I be talking to my doctor about
really?
This?
Mm-hmm. Where do I go to get those 3 questions?
Savedbythescan.org.
Savedbythescan.org. Because I think you're right. A lot of us will go, oh, gee, this thing's been bugging me lately.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe in the back of your mind, you're thinking, oh, crap, I hope this isn't something bad. But I'm sure it'll go away and you ignore it.
Right. And to your point, if you've never smoked before, lung cancer and smoking are still somewhat tied together, and so it's not something you even think to talk to your doctor about. But more and more people are being diagnosed for reasons that we're not quite even sure yet, which is why we need the dollars for the research funding and need people to feel comfortable talking to their doctors about it.
Do you think it's environmental? Is there something going on all around us that
could be? I mean, radon is a second leading cause of lung cancer in homes, so that's something that I don't know that people know much about either.
Oh, I think anybody that's ever bought a home knows you got to get a radon test,
right.
And they all feel like they're being ripped off for it because
yeah.
It's not a real thing.
Mm-hmm.
I guess it is.
Mm-hmm.
That's
very
the number deal. 2?
Number 2 cause.
Of lung cancer, which is the number 1 cancer killer in America.
Correct, yes.
Not the, it's not the most recurrent cancer.
Not the most prevalent by any means, but I will say that this year alone, 9,000 people in Illinois will die of lung cancer. So when you kind of compare that to the others, not that any of them are great by any means, but that there is a real need for increased education around that.
We talked about COPD at the Tesla dealership last mm-hmm. night. What is COPD?
Chronic obstructive pulmonary disease. So this is something that can occur in people that either have smoked or have had lung issues throughout their life. That's just kind of a general wearing of your lung capacity. And we encourage people to get out there and exercise. Using your lungs is one of the best ways to treat that on top of medication and things like that. But it is a very prevalent disease amongst people that have smoked, and whether you have or you haven't, the quality of life can be really affected by that.
When I see people walking around with those little boxes with a tube that goes up to their nose,
right.
Are they, is that for that?
Not necessarily COPD, but if they have issues breathing, that is a kind of a portable oxygen tank. So that technology is getting better and better where, you know, you don't see as many people kind of wheeling around the canister, but.
I know. Well, I thought about a woman that I saw at the event last night, and she was using something that I'm describing. Was she not?
Yes.
And I thought, how nice for her, because it first looked like a bag, looked like a handbag she was carrying.
Right.
And then there was just a little thin tube that wrapped around and was feeding her oxygen as she was standing there having a cocktail
mm-hmm.
or whatever she was having.
Yeah.
But I mean, she was utterly able to socialize with us without having to lug anything around or even being embarrassed about it.
Mm-hmm. It's all about quality of life for a lot of these people. And we always say, you know, if you can't breathe, nothing else matters. But if it makes it really hard to breathe because you have all these tubes and things tied to you, that's not a great quality of life either. So how do we kind of move the needle a little bit?
So one of the ways to do it, which is the age-old pitch, is, well, we got to raise money. How are we going to do that?
Mm-hmm.
There's a walk that's going to take place this summer, which I think we should all, having heard what you just said, be interested in. We should support. If you support Pink, or if you support Heart Awareness, or pick the cause, they're all good, but good grief. We all breathe, right? And this is just going to be a really fun walk. I'm going to be there. It'll still be fun. Let me tell you about that in a minute. In our studio is Kristen Young. She's the executive director of the American Lung Association in Greater Chicago. We're the media partners for some of the events they do, including, I guess, right, the walk that's coming up in August?
Yes. So Sunday, August 12th, we are moving from Oak Brook to Soldier Field and walking south along the lakefront path. So
the Oak Brook campus is terrific of McDonald's.
Beautiful.
Where we were. That's a lovely... Was it the McDonald's campus
mm-hmm.
we were?
Right.
Which is just a lovely place. We've done that a number of events there over the years, but this is going to be over by the museum campus.
Yes, starting in the Great Lawn of Soldier Field and then walking about a mile and a half down to 31st Street and back. So about a 3-mile walk for folks, and then we also have a 1-mile option for those patients and people that just don't want to make it that far.
31st Street. We're going north along the lake, aren't we? Or are we going south?
We're going south.
Yeah, south, 31st. Really?
Mm-hmm.
We go all the way down to 31st
mm-hmm.
and then turn around and come back up?
Yes.
And what's the round trip on that?
3 miles.
Boy, it seems like longer than that.
I know.
Sure, it's not, I think that's 12 miles. Are you sure? I think it's like 45 miles.
What?
You're
going to
walk us.
Don't scare people. It's really a marathon.
So, yeah. Psych. So, 3-mile round trip.
Mm-hmm.
Which will be a lovely time right on the lake there. It's at what time in the morning?
So we'll check in at 8:30. We'll kick off about 10 o'clock. It's free to register. Certainly fundraising is encouraged. Lungforcewalkchicago.org is the best way to get more information about it. But we're moving downtown. We're really excited about it to have Soldier Field as a partner and then, you know, make a day out of it. You can park at Soldier Field, visit some museums, a lot of great restaurants right around there. So we hope people come take advantage of it.
Yeah, it's a good idea. Make it a day. And if you are listening, you're obviously listening to this now, but I would say, you know, a fun thing for you to do, but then really make it purposeful and get your family or kids, raise some money. Lungforcechicagowalk.org.
Lungforcewalkchicago.
Got those inverted. .org.
Yeah, no, that's okay.
I'll post it on my Facebook page too, but it's lungforcewalkchicago.org.
Mm-hmm.
You can sign up for it again on August 12th down by the lake. Oh, and hey, Saturday is the day before Mother's Day. This is a great little idea for you guys. What are you doing?
So we have partnered with Kendra Scott, the jewelry store, the location on Southport, 3426 North Southport Avenue, from 11 to 1 p.m. 2 hours, you come shop, get your Mother's Day gift. 20% of the proceeds goes back to the American Lung Association and Lung Force. So 11 to 1 o'clock this Saturday and the Southport location only. So come on out, make a fun afternoon out of it.
Southport, which is... dang, that's near where I live, so I guess I can't escape this, huh?
Well.
20%.
Yeah, 20%. You don't need a ticket. You don't need to say anything. Just anybody that walks in the door and buys something during 11 to 1, 20% goes back. So let's make it a big day.
Thank you, Kendra Scott, and thank
yes.
you, Kristen Young. She's the executive director of the American Lung Association in Greater Chicago. Nice job last night, and we'll see you, if not sooner, certainly in August for the event.
Great. Thank you.